ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టకి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపాకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. ద్విజ ఉవాచ నాయం జనో మే సుఖదుఃఖహేతుర్ నదేవతాత్మా గ్రహకర్మకాల మనఃపరం కారణం ఆమనంతి సంసారచక్రం పరివర్తయేద్యత్. నాయం జనో మే సుఖదుఃఖహేతుర్ నదేవతాత్మా గ్రహకర్మకాల మనఃపరం కారణమామనంతి సంసారచక్రం పరివర్తయేద్యత్. ద్విజ ఉవాచ నాయం జనో మే సుఖదుఃఖహేతు నదేవతాత్మా గ్రహకర్మకాల మనఃపరం కారణమామనంతి సంసారచక్రం పరివర్తయేద్యత్.
సంసార చక్రం పరివర్తయేద్యత్.
माताजी Vijay Uvacha, the Brahmana said, "No, not I am these Jana people, me, my Sukha of happiness, Dukkha and distress, Hetu, the cause, no, nor Devata, the demigods, Atma, my own body. Graha, the controlling planets. Karma, my past work. Kala, our time. Mana, the mind. Param, rather only. Karanam, the cause. Amananti, is called by standard authorities. Samsara, of material life. Chakram, the cycle. Parivartayet, causes to rotate. Yet, which? The Brahmana said, these people are not the cause of my happiness and distress. Neither are the demigods, my own body, the planets, my past work, or time. Rather, it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material life. There is no purport to this verse. We'll go to the next verse. Mano gunan vai srujate paliya tatascha karmani vilakshanani suklani krishnani atalohitani tebhya savarnai srutayo bhavanti. The powerful mind activates the functions of the material modes, from which evolve the different kinds of material activities in the mode of goodness, ignorance and passion. From the activities in each of these modes develop the corresponding statuses of life. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the mode of goodness, one consider oneself to be saintly or wise person. In the mode of passion, one struggles for material success. And in the mode of ignorance, one becomes cruel, lazy and sinful. By the combination of the material modes, one identifies oneself as a demigod, a king, a rich capitalist, a wise scholar, etc. These conceptions are material designations generated from the modes of nature, and they arrange themselves according to the tendency of the powerful mind to enjoy temporary sense gratification. The word baliya in this verse, meaning very strong, indicates that the material mind becomes insensitive to intelligent advice. Even if we are informed that we are committing many sins and offenses in order to earn money, we may still think that the money should be acquired at all costs, since without it, one can neither perform religious ceremonies nor gratify the senses with beautiful women, mansions and vehicles. Once the money is achieved, one suffers further problems. But the stubborn mind will never heed good advice in this regard. One must therefore give up mental concoction and control the mind in Krishna consciousness, as exemplified here by the Brahmana from Avanti. So, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chikshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంచ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతా సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమ. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Here we are in the 11th canto, 23rd chapter, 43rd verse. If we see the translation, the powerful mind activates the functions of the material modes, from which evolve the different kinds of material activities in the mode of goodness, ignorance and passion. From the activities in each of these modes develop the corresponding statuses of life. Based on the activities that we do in this life, our next life is decided based on the modes that we are associated with. Those who are in mode of goodness, generally they move upwards the heavenly planets. Those who are in the mode of passion, they remain in the earthly planets. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, they transfer to the lower species or the lower planets. So once Prabhupada was in the west, and he was traveling with some of his disciples, and there many people, they applied mud on their body. So there is some drainage kind of place. They applied mud and they are rolling in that, and they are applying on each other. So then the disciples asked the Prabhupada, will they become pigs in the next life? Prabhupada told, what to speak of next life? They are already pigs now. Means their subtle body is already like the, they are not even waiting for the grass body to change. So based on the modes that we are in, we will get the next life. So here we see this Avanti Brahmana story. He was going through so many insults. Like he opened his lunch box and he want to eat, somebody coming and passing urine in it, and they are spitting on his face, and they are kicking him, they are passing foul air on his face. So still, after going all these things, what is his realization? The Brahmana said, these people are not the cause of my happiness and distress. Neither are the demigods, nor my body, or the planets, or past work, or time. Rather, it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material life. Generally, we see many people in the Bhagavatam, they say that various causes. For example, the wife of Chitraketa Maharaj, Krutadyuti, she blames the destiny. She tells that my son died before his father, so destiny is so cruel. Or if we see the Duryodhan, he is blaming that Vidura is the cause of my suffering. Or Diti, she is telling Indra is the cause of my suffering. Or Hiranyakashipu, he is telling Vishnu is partial, that's why I am suffering. Or Bhishma Dev tells Sarvam Kala Krutam Manye, time is the cause everything. Brahmaji tells Tatena Kampam Susamik Samano Bunjano Yevatma Krutam Vipakam, karma is the cause. But here this Avanti Brahmana is telling, all these are not the causes. It is my mind which is the cause of suffering. So Bhagavad Gita tells there are three doers for every action: Prakruti, Jiva and Ishvara. material nature, living entity, and the supreme lord. So material nature facilitates, it gives us the body, the mind, intelligence, all are given by the material nature. And jiva is the cause, in the sense he is the desirer, he is the one who want to enjoy separately from the lord. And supreme lord is the cause, in the sense he is the sanctioner. So all three are, for example, if a thief is caught and kept in the prison, so who is the cause for that? He was placed in the prison. So one thing is the thief himself who desired to do that wrong activity, and the police is the cause who caught him, and the judge is also cause who sanctioned it. So all three are causes: judge, police, and the thief. So similarly, soul is also like a, this material world is like a prison house. Soul is in the prison. Sometimes in the prison also, after they may do some petty crime, go to the prison, there they get more bad association and they become more criminal. And there they start committing, there are politics within the prison, and they identify with the politics, and there are wars between the gangs there, and they may commit murder within the prison. And the initially they may be sentenced for 2 years. But for the murder that he committed in the prison, he will be sentenced for 10 more years. So in this way, his life is extending in the prison house. So that is what this is telling, this Avanti Brahmana. The police is not cause for my suffering. Judge is not the cause of my suffering. It is me who identifying with the this prison house, who is taking seriously the my identity as the prisoner. Why should I identify so much with the politics of the prison and involve in that? Better, actually I am a free citizen. If I go out, I can live happily. So without understanding that, I am identifying myself as a prisoner. That is the cause of my suffering. That is what he is telling. So that's why he is removing the this immediate causes. There are three causes: immediate cause, remote cause, and ultimate cause. If I get malaria, the immediate cause is the mosquito. And the but that same mosquito is biting so many people. Why I only need to get malaria? Why others are not getting? Because my karma, that is the remote cause. But who inspired that mosquito to bite? That is the supreme lord. So that is the ultimate cause. So that's why, by understanding this, we need to develop the equanimity. These verses are telling. Once Gopinath Chandra Prabhu also gave the Bhagavatam class, in which he mentioned Bhagavad Gita throughout. One consistent theme is the equanimity, equal vision. So we need to tolerate the sufferings. Of course, the tolerance also depends on the varna of the person. A brahmana can tolerate the, he cannot tolerate the physical pain. We can see in the pastime of Karna. So he told lies to Parashuram, and he was learning the military art. One day when he was, when Parashuram was taking rest on the lap of the Karna, one insect bit him and he was bleeding. When the blood touched Parashuram, he got up and then he saw the wound, and he immediately told that, "You are not a brahmana. Actually, you must be a kshatriya. Otherwise, a brahmana cannot tolerate this much bodily pain." But kshatriya cannot tolerate the insult. We can see the Droma Raj pastime. As soon as Mother Surichi told him, you cannot sit on the lap of your father," immediately he became like a snake on whose tail someone stepped on it. Immediately he became very angry. If some brahmana is in that place, he will tell, "Look, I will sit some other place." He will not bother so much. So we need to tolerate. Yes, that's why there is one monk once. He was begging, and he went to one house, and that person is insulting him. "Why you are so much stout? Why are you begging? Why can't you do so much some work? Your body is fit. If someone's body is not fit, they can beg." And he gives some alms, some Then this monk tells, if I don't take these alms, what will you do? I will only take and I will enjoy them. It is my property only. So similarly, if I don't take these insults, will you take them back and enjoy yourself? Then that person realized, actually, I don't have right to insult this person. There is another monk, he also was begging, and one person always criticizes him. But he every day goes to that place. Every day he goes to that place and still he insults from the top of first floor and he tells him, get away from this place. One day that person tells, he is every day coming, let me do something more. And he took some ash and kept on the bowl. That person told, thank you very much. The monk replied, thank you. Then he told, I gave you ash, why are you telling the thank you? He told that, all these days you are not giving anything. At least you started giving something today. You gave cash to ash today. Someday in future you may give cash also. So, like that he replied. So, we need to see, this person is telling, these people are not the cause of my suffering. So, actually who is the sufferer? We need to see, sometime I may criticize this mobile. If I type one letter, two letters are printing. So useless phone. But this does not feel any insult because it is the dead matter. It is not suffering. Similarly, the body is also dead matter only. Body does not suffer. Neither mind suffers because mind is also dead matter. Intelligence, false ego, they are also dead matter. Then who is the person who is suffering? So is the soul suffering? The Bhagavad Gita, Balde Vidya Bhushan writes, soul has various qualities, 8 qualities. It is sinless, ageless, deathless, without grief, without hunger, without thirst, blissful, and desires are instantly fulfilled. These are the qualities of the soul. One of the qualities is without grief. If it is soul is without grief, then how it is suffering? We have seen body is not suffering, mind is not suffering, intelligence is not suffering, and the soul is also without grief. Then who is actually experiencing the suffering? Actually, it tells that it is the body, it is the soul only which experiences the suffering. Because in the 13th chapter, 6 and 7 verses, the Krishna describes the kshetra and the qualities of kshetra. So the Icha, Dvesha, Sukha, Dukkha, these are also the qualities of the Kshetra only. They are not the qualities of the Kshetrajna. Kshetra means body, Kshetrajna means the soul. So this desire, hatred, happiness, distress, these are the qualities of the body or the material world. They does not belong to the spirit. But only thing is, because of the misidentification, the soul experiences these material qualities of happiness and distress. If someone goes to cinema and in the cinema, Amitabh Bachchan may be crying, losing his mother. And the audience also, the person who is sitting, he may be also feeling that pain of losing his mother. Although his mother is safe at home because of the temporary misidentification. Similarly, the soul is also temporarily misidentifying with the body and the mind. As long as this misidentification is there, the suffering will continue. So that's why the Prabhupada, when he was there in the Bowery, Mukunda Maharaj writes in the Miracle on Second Avenue. So Prabhupada used to give the lectures and every lecture he repeats, I am not the body, I am the soul, I am not the body, I am the soul. So Mukunda Maharaj used to think, Prabhupada is not the body. We are the body only. So why Prabhupada is repeating so much like that? So much bodily identification. If I identify myself as Indian, if someone says India is the land of snake charmers, immediately I feel hurt. If I identify myself as Hindu, if there is some bad remark on Hindu, then there will be suffering. In the Andhra, many youth, they are actually identifies with the cinema heroes. So their identity is mostly, okay, I select one hero and the other group select some other hero and they will keep fighting who is best. So And if that hero cinema flops, immediately there is so much suffering. So initially they got attracted to the art, but they get stuck up with the artist. And although other artist may be having more skill, but still they can't see because of this misidentification. So we see how does this misidentification happens. So Bhagavad Gita 13 chapter 33rd verse, it describes that the soul never mixes with the matter. Soul is a something transcendental. It never mixes with the, although it is living in the body, it never mixes with the body. Just as the sky is so subtle, although it is everywhere, but it never mixes with the anything. So it is like oil and water. So if we pour oil on the water, so oil floats on the water. Oil never mixes with the water. Similarly, soul never mixes with the body. Then how come oil is thinking that I am the water? How come the soul is thinking I am this body? So if you want to understand this, we need to understand few of the items like sarga and visarga. So sarga means the creation done by Mahavishnu, and visarga means the creation done by Brahmaji. So sarga means basically the creation of the 24 elements, and visarga means creation of the bodies. All our bodies are created by Brahmaji. So if we see the example of a building, sarga means basically the ingredients like cement, bricks, wood, iron, bringing all of these elements. Actually, for creating this universe also, Mahavishnu created the 24 elements. And visarga means mixing all these elements and making the building. So that is done by the Brahmaji. He mixed all the 24 elements and he constructed the planets. He constructed the bodies of the living entities. So initially when the soul is in the abdomen of Mahavishnu, there is no identity for the, there is a soul does not have subtle body or gross body. He is just the soul with the desire to enjoy separately from the Lord. But he don't have the subtle body or gross body. So when Mahavishnu breathes out, what comes out is the pradhan. So then Mahavishnu glances upon that pradhan. So his glance contains the kala, karma and swabhava. Karma, swabhava means actually they are associated with the soul. When karma and swabhava are coming means, if the car is coming means we can understand that the driver is also coming. So similarly the soul is also coming. That glance contains all the souls. So in that way Mahavishnu impregnates that pradhana with all the souls. So then that pradhana with the glance of Mahavishnu, it transforms into mahatattva. From mahatattva comes in the false ego, ahankar. From that ahankar again divides into sattvika ahankar, rajasika ahankar and tamasika ahankar. Sattvika ahankar comes the mind, sense devatas. Sense devatas means all the senses that we have, there is a in charge. For example, for the eyes, the in charge is the sun god. For the ears, the in charge is the Digdevatas. For nose, Ashwini Kumaras are the. For hands, Indra is the in charge of demigod. For legs, Upendra. Like that, all the senses have the one of the demigod as in charge. And from Rajasik Ahankar comes intelligence and the 10 senses. These are the subtle senses. It is not our senses we see, that nose and ear. These are external body. But inside, this we call as karna. But inside there is a srotram. This is nasika. Inside there is grana. That is the subtle sense which actually need to work. If we see srotram chikshu sparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha adhishtaya manachayam visayan upasevate. Actually this srotra chikshu, all these are the subtle senses. So that is what in Guru Puja we sing also. Chakshudan. Chakshu means that is actually the subtle senses. Also Krishna gives Arjuna Divya Chakshu. It is not that some eye transplantation. It is actually the He is giving the inside vision, inner vision. So in that way, the 24 elements are created, which is called Sarga. The, also from Tamasika Ahankar, from subtle to gross, sound comes from sound ether, from ether comes the touch, then air is created, from air comes the form, from form fire, then taste, then water, then smell, then earth. All these elements are created. All these 24 elements by the Durga Devi, he mixes them by her cohesive energy and forms a golden ball. That golden ball is lying on the causal ocean for 1,000 years. Then Lord as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters that golden ball and he gives the life to that universe. From Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes the lotus, and on that lotus took birth the Brahmaji. So this Brahmaji, he creates the, by using the 24 elements, he creates the planets and he creates the bodies. But before that, he creates the 5 Ajnana Vruttis. So these are actually the 5 Ajnana Vruttis are mentioned as Avidya, Asmita, Raga, Dvesha, Abhinivesha. Avidya means we need to forget our real identity. So what is the identity of Jiva? Jivera Swarupai Nityera Krishna Das. So if he want to enjoy in the material world, he has to forget his identity. Otherwise, with the knowledge that I am Krishna's servant, I am to be enjoyed, I am not the enjoyer, at the same time he want to enjoy, both will not happen. So that's why when Ramam in 12th class, I went for one cinema. So next week exam is there. There is desire to watch the movie, but at the same time there is fear that I did not prepare for the exam. This is the situation of the soul in the abdomen of Mahavishnu. He has desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, but at the same time he knows that I am Krishna's servant. So I want to enjoy, but at the same time I am Krishna's servant. How can I enjoy? So he need to forget. That's why Brahmaji creates these 5 Ajnana Vruttis. First is the Avidya. Avidya means forget your identity. So in the interval they switched on the light. Immediately I saw next to my friend is there. Oh, he is my friend. I am from Vivekananda Junior College. Next week I have exam. So we can't enjoy when there is the identity is there. So that's why forget the this exam. Then second is the Asmita. So you not only forget your identity, but also you need to take the some different identity. Okay, I forgot I am Krishna's servant, but I need to take some other identity. That is the false identity. That is what they do. They switch on the light on the movie theater. Then one bike comes, then hero steps. First his shoes are shown, then his chest, from backside he was shown. Finally his face is shown with so much music. So much importantly he was projected, immediately we identify with the hero. So first I forgot I am the student who has exam, and second I am identifying with the hero here. Similarly the soul also, he forgets that he is the Krishna's servant, and then he takes a false identity here as the I am the body, or I am the mind, I am Indian, or I am like this, various false identities he takes. The next avidya, asmita, and next is the raga. Raga means attraction to the objects of sense enjoyment. Not only he identifies with the body, but he also identifies with the gruha, kshetra, suta, apta, vitta. He identifies with the house, he identifies with the fields, also with the son, relatives, and the wealth. So similarly in the cinema also, he not only identifies with the hero, but he starts identifying with the heroine is my wife, or that heroine's mother, hero's mother, all those things he starts identifying. Then comes the dvesha. If someone takes away my gruha, my house, immediately there is anger. If someone steals my money, there is anger. So this is the dvesha. So in the cinema also, if the villain comes and kidnaps the heroine, immediately there is anger, although we have nothing to do with it. We are actually sitting there just for 3 hours. దెన్ కమ్స్ ద అభినివేశ. అభినివేశ మీన్స్ ద అన్కాన్షియస్నెస్ స్టేట్ బ్రాడ్ బై యాంగర్. సో బేసికల్లీ వెన్ సమ్వన్ టేక్స్ ద హౌస్ వీ విల్ లిటిల్ యాంగ్రీ, వెన్ సమ్వన్ టేక్స్ ద వైఫ్ లిటిల్ మోర్ యాంగ్రీ, ఆర్ సమ్వన్ టేక్స్ ద వెల్త్ సమ్ యాంగ్రీ. బట్ డెత్ ఈస్ సచ్ ఏ సిచ్యువేషన్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ టేకెన్ అవే. హౌస్, గృహ, క్షేత్ర, సుత, ఆప్త, విత్త, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ టేకెన్ అవే. సో మచ్ యాంగర్ దట్ జనరేట్స్. దట్స్ వై పీపుల్ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు థింక్ అబౌట్ ద డెత్ ఓన్లీ. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద టూ వర్డ్స్, డెత్ అండ్ సెక్స్. These are never discussed in the living rooms. Even if a child asks, grandfather, my friend's grandfather died, will you also die? Where will you go after death? Immediately mother tells, why are you speaking such nonsensical words? We should never discuss about death. Why? Because they are very afraid of the death. They don't want to think about the death only. So that's why they feel that this life is all in all, forget about death, spend the life just as long as life is there, try to enjoy. There is one experiment conducted. They kept one rat inside a bone, inside a cage. Then they kept two switches. If the rat presses one switch, some juice comes, and another switch also juice comes. So it is taking the juice and happily leading. Then suddenly the person changed. If it presses one switch, juice comes. Another switch, electric shock comes. So then the rat, okay, then it stopped pressing the electric shock one. It is only taking the juice. Then he alternated the switches. Then immediately it also switched to the other person. Then he randomly started keeping one side electric shock, another side juice. So rat is confused, where is coming the juice, where is coming the shock. So he trying to figure it out only. Meanwhile that person opened the door of that cage bone, but it is not interested only to get out. It is just figuring out where juice is coming, where electric shock is coming. Similarly, the soul is also abhinivesha, that is the one of the avidya that is created by the Brahmaji, that he forgets that death is coming. So immediately he always spend timing where to get happiness or where is misery. Let me try to reduce the misery, let me try to increase the happiness. In that way he keeps spending time. Then how to come out of this avidya? So Brahmaji, after creating this avidya, that is forgetting our own identity as the Krishna servant, and asmita, falsely taking another identity that I am the body, I am the mind, and raga, attraction to the those things related to the body, dvesha and abhinivesha, then he felt very bad, Brahmaji. Brahmaji felt, what I am doing? I am making the people to forget their own real identity. He is not at all happy. So he created the vidya potency. Vidya potency is the, he created the four Kumaras. Sanak, Sananda, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar. So they actually represents the Sankhya, Yoga, Vairagya and Tapa. So these five are causing the living entity to forget, but these four causes, the Sankhya, Yoga, Vairagya and Tapa, they help that person to come out of this ignorances. So Sankhya means basically understanding that this universe is created by the 24 elements, and the 25th element is the soul, and 26th is the time, 27th is the super soul, like that, trying to analyze. And yoga means connecting to God, and vairagya, detachments from the sense objects, and tapa, voluntarily accepting some of the inconveniences for the sake of spiritual advancement. So if someone takes this, then actually he can come out of these ignorances. So we understood that actually the suffering is coming because of the misidentification. So if he is in the cinema hall, if he is watching a horror movie, the horror is so much he is not able to take, all he need to do is just walk out of the theater. So, but here it is not so easy to come out of this misidentification. Once I asked some students, how to realize we are the not body, we are soul. Immediately they start telling, I am my hand, it is not I hand, near death experiences and the out of body experiences. They are actually intelligent. Intellectually we are trying to understand I am not the body, but to realize that I am not the body, I am soul, one need to practice the yoga, either karma yoga or jnana yoga or bhakti yoga. Among all three, bhakti yoga is the most easy process and can be practiced by anyone. In the bhakti yoga also, for this age, the most important is the chanting the holy names of the Lord. So by understanding that the misidentification is the cause of suffering, let me come out of it by practicing bhakti. So we need to practice bhakti sincerely, and in this process some people may be insulting or some problems may come, but one need to overcome, tolerate such small insults. In the 13.8 to 10, the tolerance proper writes that tolerance means to forgive the small offenses of the others. So of course, this whatever we are seeing, this person, this brahmana, he is telling these people are not the cause of my happiness and distress. So this is actually, it appears like a uttamadhikari vision. So Isopanishad mantra 6 also tells that one who sees Lord everywhere and everything in the Lord, such a person never hates anyone. Vijugupsate, he does not hate any people. So it is means he is having equal vision. He is seeing the Lord everywhere, everyone as the soul, not the body, and the super soul is accompanying him. Such a vision is actually uttamadhikari vision. But if a kanishta blindly imitates such vision, he may create more problems. So one should try to, instead of imitating, he should follow such vision. He knows that, okay, coming to this equal vision is the goal. But at the same time, I am not at the level, so let me practice it. This equal vision is automatically reflected in the uttamadhikari. But for a sadhaka, he need to consciously practice such a equal vision, especially in the association of the devotees. In the pastime of Jai Vijay and Kumaras, so one of the purport Prabhupada writes, if a Vaishnava or a Brahmana disturbs you, without counteracting, if someone with a pleasing smile appears in front of that person, that pleases me. So Krishna tells, if you don't counteract, and when you are insulted by a Vaishnava, if you don't counteract actively, that is pleases me. So our goal is to please Krishna, so we can try to practice these situations. That's why one devotee, it is told that lion at cage and lamb at home. So one devotee was sharing that he used to fight with the devotees, I want upper berth in the train. So one day he was traveling, there is one particular community. That community people, once in a year they celebrate one festival at Shivaji Park. So on that day they freely travel on all the trains. And this devotee is also traveling on that day, and his seat is occupied by these people. So he went and said, this is my seat, can you please give me this seat? They told, okay, give the ticket, and they tore it off and thrown. So, but he can't do anything. Means then he realized, actually I am fighting with the devotees, but outside I am very helpless. So that's why we need to tolerate the little bit inconveniences that happens. And at the same time, when we are dealing with also, we need to be sensitive while dealing with the other people, because in the association of the devotees, spiritual people expect more sensitive levels. So they say that 15 years back he removed me from the prasadam queue. So that many years he remembered, because outside also he might have removed from the queue many times, but his expectations are less outside. Okay, it is expected that these people will behave like that. But in the spiritual, how come the spiritual person is removing me like this from the prasadam queue? So his expectations are more. One of my friend, he is in USA, he was telling that he went to one of the satsang program, not ISKCON. So there the Swamiji is giving lecture, and someone, the one mother is carrying a child, and the child started crying. Immediately the Swami became very angry, and he shouted for 2-3 minutes, take her out, take that baby out, like that. So he is telling, why I am losing faith in the spirituality, like that he was telling. So there is one incident also, the one person, he goes to the satsang program, and there his mobile rings. Immediately the speaker chastises that person, and all other people also start looking at him like a criminal. So he feels that I will never go back to this place. Then he goes to one bar. So by accident his hand touches and the glass falls down. Immediately that person comes and he cleans that place, and they free complimentary one of the drink, one more glass they gave. So by the good treatment he felt that I will, he never stopped going to the bar. So we need to be sensitive while dealing with the devotees here. And there is a story of one Thiruppan Alvar. So he is actually from Srirangam. That he is actually from a lower caste, and one of the Sri Ranganaswamy temple pujari, he was bringing water from Pushkarini. So this person, he is in trance. He was playing his musical instrument and he was singing, and he is obstructing the path of the pujari. So the pujari started shouting, give me the way. But he, since this person is in trance, he cannot hear. He is singing the bhajans of the Lord. Finally, to bring him back to this wall, he took a small stone and thrown at that Thiruppan Alvar. So you are a low caste person, get out from this place. Then he went, the pujari took the water and went to the temple of Ranganaswamy. By the time he reached, Ranganaswamy closed the door and bolted it from inside. So he was trying to go inside, but the door is closed. Then Lord spoke to him, you go, beg forgiveness from that Thiruppan Alvar and carry him on your shoulders and come back here. Then only the door will open. So he went, begged forgiveness from that person and came back. So in that way, we need to understand that this Brahmana's vision is actually Uttamadhikari vision. We can try to, this is the goal for us. So we can try to practice this equal vision. We may keep failing, but again, next time little more improvement, next time little more improvement. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.